Hi everyone, my name is Karupa, and I'm a program manager in Visual Studio working on HTML tooling. In this short video, I'm going to talk about two of the coolest new features we've added to Blend in Visual Studio 2013. Those features are authoring of CSS animations and adding interactivity via behaviors. So talking more about it though, I'm just going to dive right in and show you what they do. To highlight how animations and behaviors work, I'm going to use an example that I've used in the past in many of my public demos. It's an app called Pick-A-Flick. And right now, this app does very little. You see an introduction page, you see a background image, and you see a picture of a chicken that when I hover over it, does something. But when I click on it, nothing really happens. So what I'm going to do is show first how to bring this page to life by adding an animation, and then we'll wrap up by adding a behavior and making the clicking on the chicken actually take you to a new page. So I'll start with the animation first. So the background, as you can see, is a film strip. And traditionally, film strips are often moving. They're often sliding from one side to another. So having it be static seems a little plain. Let's go ahead and fix that. So the first thing I'm going to do is select the element in our live DOM that corresponds to our background. And let me go ahead and find the style rule that contains our background images. So you can see I'm at the background category in my CSS properties panel. And there are two images that define our background. They're layered, the main logo and film strip. And what I want to do is animate the position of our film strip background so that as it slides from left to right, you can actually see it with a transition. All right, so one of the new features we added in Blend is the ability to create animations using our visual tools. So first thing I'm going to do is expand the animation category. And I'm going to define a new animation that is going to be initially placed in home container. I'm going to create a new animation. I will call this animation film strip animation. Keep it pretty simple there. And now what I can do is now the animation defined, I can define the keyframes that modify what the animation actually does. And I can also specify some initial properties of the animation, but I'm going to get back to those shortly. Instead, I'm going to hit the edit animation button to bring up the timeline. And let me get rid of the code editors by just going into pure design view. So with this timeline, what I can do is visually manipulate all the various things I might want to do to my animation, especially the various animation keyframes. So the first thing I'm going to do is specify the duration of this animation. I want it to go about 1 second. And I've just moved this time head to the 1 second mark, and I can scrub back and forth. Nothing's going to happen, but once I make some changes, you'll see the timeline come to life. So now that I've specified the duration of my animation, I'm going to specify the properties I actually want to end up animating. And the property I want to specify is the background position X. And instead of specifying just a value, because this property actually corresponds to two layers, I'm going to specify center for the initial background logo, which I don't want to change. And I'm going to specify 42 pixels for the second layer, which is the film strip that I'm actually animating. So I'm going to type in center and 42 pixels and hit enter. Once I've done that, your artboard doesn't seem to have done anything, but if I slide my time head scrubber back and forth, you'll see that the animation actually shows up. So I'm just going to go ahead and just preview it right now and just make sure everything works fine. And you saw initially the animation appeared. So now that the animation has been set up in a very initial state, I'm going to modify some properties on it. So first of all, I want this animation to loop forever. So I'm going to satisfy the iteration count to infinite. And I'm using some of the menu items on the animation itself in the timeline to make this possible. Let me make sure and go back and preview it. And you can see now the animation, you know, is kicking in, and you can see the looping where the film strip is sliding continuously. There's a slight pause where the film strip is, you know, stopping and starting over again, and that is actually because the default animation timing function is something other than linear. Let me change that by saying I want the timing function to be linear. This will ensure that the transition between the animation states is very continuous and very fluid. So very easily, you were able to see how Blend was able to make it possible for it to take a static animation, static image, and animate it pretty quickly. Great. So now that we have the animation out of the way, let's make the example a little bit more realistic. So what I mentioned earlier, is I have a button of a chicken. And when I click this, I want it to take you further, deeper into the page. And what's going to happen is I want movie-display.html, which is one of the pages in my project, to load when I click on this button. Let me just open this right now to show you what it does.
Movie Display HTML is the content for this app, which is really about displaying some data from the Rotten Tomatoes API on various movies that are currently out in theaters. So what I want to do is I want to load this content in the context of default HTML. So it won't look very plain, it won't look black, it won't have the default styling. Instead, it'll inherit all the styling which is currently available in defaulted HTML. And that is because I'm going to be loading this page as a fragment. I won't be navigating to it directly like you would on a website. Instead, I'm going to be loading the contents of this document into the container, which you see here. And the way I'm going to do that is by using a feature known as behaviors. If you've used Blend in the past for your XAML projects, you're probably very familiar with behaviors already. We took a lot of those concepts and modified them for the HTML world. So what behaviors do is they allow you to add interactivity in a very reusable fashion. So I'm going to go to my assets panel as a category called behaviors. And what we've done is we provided you with a handful of built-in presets that allow you to take some of the very common interactions and make them reusable. And the behavior I want to add to my project is load page action. So I'm just going to select it and just drag it onto the chicken button element, which corresponds to what you see on the screen. Once I've done that, in the HTML attributes panel, the behaviors category is given focus, and you can see that for an action, the event trigger behavior is added automatically. What this means is that when the event is set to click, go ahead and execute whatever is below it, and we default to click as well, and we support all the various events that the DOM exposes, but click is what I want, so I'm just going to leave it at click. So let's go ahead and modify the properties of load page action. The page I want to load is moviedisplay.html, which I showed you a moment earlier. So let me go and type in /movie, if I can spell it correctly, moviedisplay.html. And the target selector will be, I want it to be loaded in the body element, where it replaces a bulk of the content here. So I'm going to go and type in body. And go ahead and preview my application now. So you see the animation, and now I'm going to click on the image of the chicken. Once I do that, notice that now the content that was earlier displayed in isolation is now loaded in the context of my default HTML, and you can see when I select it that I'm currently seeing content that was in movie display, the HTML, which I loaded via a behavior. Over the last few minutes, you saw two things. First, you saw how the timeline editor in Blend makes working with CSS animations really easy. Second, you saw how to add a behavior that, with very little effort, allows you to navigate to a different page. What I've shown you is just a handful of the many features we've added to Blend in this release of Visual Studio, so be on the lookout for more cool content.